This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Port Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
All right, we're back here. Game two of a doubleheader. It's Fort Recovery versus South Adams. In the first game, Starfires held on for a 2-1 game and a great game. If you were listening, Indians had a big threat going in that seventh, and we left the runners on second, third to end it. Barn burner of a game. Indians fall just short. Game two, senior Derek Lochtefeld gets the ball for Coach Kalb, and we're ready to go with the first pitch. It is Wehner, Dahl, and James in the top of the first inning. For Coach Buckingham and the Starfires from Geneva Bern. Where else we got? No, not Geneva. Geneva.
Yeah, Geneva and Bern.
Geneva, yeah. Bern. What else is mixed up? Made up
there? There's tiny little towns like there's one just tiny little town, Salon.
Salon.
Salon. That's right by Pudman's house.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think it has four houses.
Yes, absolutely. Indians coming off a tough loss. We talked about it earlier in the. Coming off of Mac win on Thursday at New Knoxville. That pitch is a strike. Two balls and a strike to the leadoff hitter. I am Bob Stogler, joined by Neil Spencer. Calpy had, if he was listening, he's got Easter this afternoon.
Got to go bang eggs together.
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense to
that
me.
That ball's a strike on the corner. Nice pitch. It's a game that the Sooners play. He's excited about it. 419-852-9201. If you're listening, we'd love to hear from you. Give you a shout out. It was unbelievable last week, and I missed this. That ball is a strike on the corner. Nice job.
Nice.
Warner strikes out looking, and that brings A.J. Dahl to the plate. A.J.'s catching game two.
Yep. We talked about Big P. His dad, Ron Dahl, knew Big P pretty well. He was at the fort quite a bit.
That ball's high.
Hanging around Toby's with the rest of the Rockets team back in the 70s.
So I'm listening. So last game, me and Calpy were doing, that's fouled. And Jossie was texting in to Calpy. Mm-hmm. And Jossie lives in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And Perry Hall texts me and he goes, half your listening audience is from Georgia. Perry Hall, God love you.
Well, they are pretty loyal listeners.
Yes, they are. That's a high curveball.
Perry listens to anything and everything, and Jossie's a really good baseball listener.
Yeah, that was
those are
half
two.
Your audience is from Atlanta, Georgia. That's a fly ball center field. Riley Will drifts under it, and he's got it. Two up, two down. Nice job, Derek Lochtefeld. Throwing strikes, make him hit it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a big third baseman, James Arnold. Actually, James playing shortstop here in game two. Caden Davis on deck. Senior Derek Lochtefeld, one of five seniors on Jerry Kalb's lineup. Riley Wills a senior. Derek Lochtefeld, we talked about. Kobe Wendell's your senior. Ryan Post and Dylan Evers makes up the five seniors for the purple and white. First pitch is a ball. Pitch two. That ball's inside. Defensively, Indians look like this. Kobe Wendell is in the left. Riley Will, who just caught the last one's in center. Troy Holman's in his right field spot. Big DP, Daniel Patch over first. Landon Post in second base. The shortstop is Ryan Post. Third base, Brock Dews. Doing your pitching, Derek Lochtefeld. And the Riggs Toby behind the plate. 3-0 to the big first baseman. Ball four, a little tall, so James Arnold reaches on a walk, and that brings up Caden Davidson, third baseman. This guy ain't no wimp either.
Yep.
Some big hosses out there. Jerry Kalb, son Johnny was in the booth there between games, and if you guys know Johnny, a great athlete here at Fort Recovery and just an all-around class kid, and he was talking about he was here yesterday for practice, and he couldn't believe the size of our kids, how big they are.
Yeah.
And you can, you know, that weight room and is a big advantage to us. And that's, you know, I could say when you know, Johnny comes around here, he thinks these are some monsters, you know. So
yeah.
He said it's a good thing. That's why they hired Brian Pasch, just so he could look at the kids eye to eye. That ball's high. 2-1.
That may not be the only reason.
Well, mine.
But it's a big positive.
Yep. I'm sure the baseball team wants to thank Wendell's for doing an unbelievable job of feeding both teams. And if you get a chance to go out there, make sure you stop by in St. Joe and see the Wendell Barbecue team. They do a wonderful job, and they just do it out of the goodness of their hearts. So.
Good people. They do a lot of good stuff.
They do, absolutely. That one's outside. 3-1. Come on, Derek. Come on, kid. Those strikes now. You and Riggs. Beautiful afternoon. Boy, it's heated up nice now.
Yes. Sun's
pretty nice
peeking
in the
through a little
box.
Bit.
There's a throw over and runner back.
I might even have to turn the heater off.
Heat feels pretty good. Mine, we leave it on, yeah.
Okay. Well, you're sitting in front of the open window. I left mine closed.
Ball four, high. Got to get her down, partner.
Yep. That first batter, he was getting it in there. And
here's big Nick Miller. Nick number 29. Waves that big white bat around.
I remember several of these guys from the basketball team, and there's some big, strong, talented athletes.
There's a strike down Broadway, 0-1. Yeah, I know. We played them in basketball this year, and we was talked earlier in the game one how athletic they were. And their basketball team, and another, they've got a great stretch of athletes here at South Adams.
Yeah.
That's tall. You know, for years they struggled a little bit, and we kind of had their numbers in about all the sports, but lately they've...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They might even be doing better than we are, and we're still doing very, very well, so...
That one's fouled back. Good job. One ball, two strikes.
If Copy hadn't left, that would have hit his truck.
I wish it would have. Put a big dent in it. It's about an $80,000 truck.
Yeah.
That's a spare.
Spare truck.
Yep. He's got four of them. Riggs gives him the sign. And the 1-1. That's outside, slow curveball.
Let's go, Derek.
2-2 now the count. So now we got it right. Board was wrong there. And the 2-2. Got him looking. Nice job, Derek. Locked him out. In the inning, no runs, no hits. They leave two. We got a half inning in the books here from the fort. No score.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
All right, we're back. Bottom of first inning. Our Indians lineup looks like this. As usual, shortstop Ryan Post leads off. Posty followed by Kobe Wendell, left fielder. Kendrick Wendell's your DH, batting third. Riley Will, center fielder, bats four. Brock Dews over at third base, bats five. Daniel Patch, first base, six. Landon Post, second baseman, bats seventh. Lochtefeld does the pitching. He bats eighth. And Troy Homan, right fielder batting ninth. Swing and a miss. The pitcher for the Starfires in game two, Connor Young, 5'10", 155-pound junior. Throws right-handed. Tremendous red hair. Posty 0 for 3 in game one. You don't see that very often.
Nope.
That ball's in the dirt. South Adams has a stud for a catcher. Kid's done a great job both games. Draven Russell, number 3. He doesn't. He's in DH for evidently, but
he is. Yep. AJ Dole was the catcher in the first game.
Yep. There's a strike at the knees. Ball two strikes to number 13, Ryan Post, senior Ryan Post.
My guess is he's going to be on base somehow.
All right, I like it. Ground ball hits slowly to short. Takes a good hop. Fires down. Ooh, I thought he pulled it.
Yeah, it looked like he might have pulled his foot, but.
Ground ball out from Posty. He goes 6-3. Here's Kobe. Kobe 0 for 3, game one, left fielder.
Our seventh inning rally started with 5, 6, and 7, I think, maybe.
Yeah, that's right. First pitch, high. Ball one. Coach Feely over first base. Coach Kalp at third. Indians base coaches. Game two of a doubleheader here. We don't play many doubleheaders this year. I think we only got two of them. Is that right?
Yep, yep.
That don't disappoint me any.
No, I like the doubleheaders, but it's not, you know, with the pitch count rules, they just kind of went away from them. I think the only other one we have is Rushi, maybe?
Yes, Rushi. And we did that. We had a doubleheader there a couple years ago in the rain.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Can't forget that one. It was a little chilly, but the rain was blowing right into the press box. And we had one of those rolling garage doors, had it down. And there's the announcer, the scoreboard inside. Keeper, Bubba, and me all looking out this little slit.
Somebody would have been neat if somebody got a picture of us. That door was closed and forehead sticking out of it watching.
Was open about maybe a foot.
Just been strike little side. Full count. Most of that was fun.
Most of us had our heads sideways.
We were the only dry people there. Where was we at last when we had the tent? It was pouring down. Fly ball left field.
Yeah, that was.
That could be trouble.
Yep.
That's going to drop in for a base hit. Kobe fights it off, and he drops it into left field for Indians. One out, base hit. Here's Kendrick. Kendrick walked in the first game and went 0 for 2.
I think we were.
I'm going to say it was Fort Laramie or Franklin Monroe or somewhere south.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You brought a tent.
Yep.
And it rained the entire time. And by the time that game is over, there's 50 people underneath that tent.
Yeah. Yep.
That ball's in the dirt. Good stop.
I have a different tent now. That one kind of didn't. Wasn't able to make it home from the Marion local football game 2 years ago with a 30-mile-an-hour wind.
Took a little beat.
Just as I was taking it down, the wind grabbed it and threw it over the bleachers.
Here's the pitch. Foul back right at us.
And it was, I was able to pull it back up over the back of the bleachers, but it was splayed out on the bleachers. I'd say crosswise, it was probably 25 feet across from one leg to the other. And it took me an hour to tear that thing apart so I could just get it out of there.
Strike on a corner. Ball two strikes to Big Kendrick.
It was awful. But, oh well.
Junior Kendrick Wendell. Kendrick doesn't wear any batting gloves. He's old school, folks. There's he fights that curveball off. Knocks it over to the South Adams bench. Dugout.
Big, strong boy. I'm going to guess maybe heats a little bit of that Wendell barbecue.
You think he might get a little of that in his belly every once in a while? Yeah, I'd say you're probably right.
If he doesn't, he's not as smart as he looks.
He's got a full beard.
Yeah.
As a junior.
Yep. Nice kid.
Yep, can't help to be a good kid. Throw over, just toss over. Kobe steps back. The field is in great shape. Boy, it looks nice out here at the old fort.
Yep.
Purple monster out left for Canadians baseball. Beautiful. And here's the pitch. Fouled off again. Nice job, kid. Nice job. And also a nice crowd here at Fort today.
Yeah, real decent crowd.
Yep. South Adams has a nice crowd, probably 40 people or so.
Yep. They usually travel well. And
yep.
We have a pretty decent amount of people here.
I had the took in the girls' softball game last night. Really enjoyed that, going down watching the Indians win. South Adams had my grandsons warming with the cart, and it's really exciting. They really have it going over there, folks. There's a big crowd and enthusiasm out the wazoo. And curveball inside, throw down, and I think he is minced meat. He is. They got Kobe stealing. I don't know if the hit and run was on there or what. Kobe caught stealing for out number two. The pitch was high, so it's two balls, two strikes. You know he's going to get a base hit here because it always happens.
Yeah. I won't be mad about that.
And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got aim. In the innings, no runs, a hit. Nobody left. One inning books. No score.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. When you or someone you care about is discharged from the hospital and needs additional medical treatment at home, Kalp Pharmacy can provide intravenous and nutritional services, hospital beds, lift chairs, walkers, and much more delivered directly to your home. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building.
All right, we're back here in the top of the second inning. There's a fly ball, the first pitch hitting right to Troy Allman. One up, one down. Derek Locksville doing what you're supposed to do, folks. That's throw strikes. Let your defense help you. Here's Trey Schock. Trey is grandson of Mr. John Schock, and all of you Fort Recovery fans know John did a – he refereed in our gym and for the Indians, and he was one of Barb Schottbein's go-to referees. And John Schock had a hell of a career refereeing. And
yep.
Just a class
and
guy.
And did a
just,
lot of baseball.
Yep.
I don't think he's – I haven't seen him do a baseball game for a while, so he might not be doing
I
that.
I think he's shut her down. I think he's
– And he's he was also this year he was a volleyball official.
Huh?
Did a good job at that.
Probably saves his knees.
Yeah, yeah.
There is a fly ball right at Riley Will. That ball was hit on the screws, folks. Two up, two down. Here's Colin Subler, the right fielder. Umpires on game two, behind the plate, Mr. Dane Cook from New Bremen. Great guy over at first base, Brent Kester. Brent's been doing it a long time and does a great job as well. Did home plate game one. I thought it was very well done.
Yep. Extremely consistent.
We enjoyed having our guest up in the booth game one. That was fouled back. The commissioner for the MAC, yep. That's Don Kemper, was up here. Also superintendent of schools, Mr. Larry Brown, who has just been a perfect fit for our community.
Yes.
Big fan of Mr. Brown. There's a slow curve. Good pitch. Just a little high. Two balls and a strike. His wife does a nice job with her yard. Larry, stay off the mower. I seen Larry mowing the other day. He had his shorts on. First of all, Larry, don't wear shorts when you're out there. There's fouled into the dugout.
You want him sweating this summer?
Well, I don't know, but his wife just mows everything perfect. Larry, you just tell he just wants to get her done. Yeah, and his wife's a very particular boy, and I love it. Great family.
Yep.
2-2, two outs here in the top of the second inning. Derek Lochtfeld, Sr. with the pitch. That's high. Full count. Indian baseball on Fort Recovery Radio, and you listen to all the sponsors between innings, but, man, we couldn't do it without them. K&L, Miracle Lanes, fouled out of play over across the batting cage.
Yep, got a little bit of Calp Pharmacy, Performance Physical Therapy, Fort Recovery Insurance.
Performance Physical Therapy, Tiff Garkey, Tiff McElDowney, Fort Recovery Grill, does a commercial.
Yep.
Of course, Wayne Street Market, B&D, who everybody knows, Calpy.
Yep.
Fort Recovery Hardware, Wangler Hardware, Hall Brothers, ground ball third baseman, Doozy fired it across. Three up, three down. Good job, Derek Lochtefeld. Good job, Indians. We'll come back with some more sponsors after this.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio. B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
All right, we're back here in the bottom of the second inning. It's 4-5-6, Riley Will. Riley had a big hit there in the bottom of the seventh inning of the last game. We was talking about our sponsors, Neil, and the people that make this possible. And we talk about Cooper Farms and Hall Brothers, who absolutely do anything that is asked of them. They go step above and beyond. Wangler Hardware, you got to love those guys out there. Tin Cupboard, and I went up there and ate the other day. Awesome meal. It's Tin Cupboard. That ball's low, 2-0. Fowler Mechanical. They've always got a kid playing here.
Yep.
Just a neat family and Tin Cupboard. Fowler Mechanical, Fort Recovery Insurance. How about them guys?
And girls.
And girls, absolutely. Hastings Auto Sale, the big fee. And of course, Fort Camp Excavating, Brian and Susie. So we want to thank all of our sponsors.
Yep. And it's really important that people remember who is supporting their youth sports. We do have. Waiting
there's
list.
A ground ball up the middle. Nice play by the shortstop. Fires it across. Nice play, Jimmy Arnold. Riley hit it hard, but the big full shortstop got over and made the play.
Yeah, they
one up, one down.
We have several people that are on waiting list to be sponsors, so these aren't the only people that would be helping out, but it's really important that people know that these people are supporting what their kids are doing.
That ball's in the dirt for ball one. Looking at the MAC con standings, folks, this is as effective as today. Coldwater, Bremen, and Versailles, 3-0, leading the MAC baseball. And if you watch those, them are all good ball clubs. There's a slow roller out. Tough play. If catcher comes out of it, fires it out, got him. Good hustle, Doozy. Nice play by the catch. If you're scoring at home, 2-3 on the out. Two outs. Here's Daniel. Coldwater, Bremen, and Versailles, both 3-0, Fort Recovery 2-1 after that tough loss to Parkway.
Yep.
Marion Local, Minster, Parkway, St. John's, all 1-2. And then followed up by St. John, or New Knoxville and St. Henry, 0-3. There's a fly ball foul off the right side. Daniel's just a little late. Overall records, Cavaliers 7-2.
Those could be a little off because the Mac online didn't update yesterday's games.
Yeah, so fly ball.
But they're close.
Second baseman's going to camp out under. It's a mile high, and he's got it. Three up, three down for Coach Kalp. We got two in the books. No score.
Buy
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as...
All right, we're back here. Top of 3-9-1-2. DH Dominic Kahn leading off. Big Dom, big boy, senior, number 23. Coach Buckingham. Starfire. Starfires are 6-2 after winning that first one. You don't have to know much about baseball to understand South Adams has a good program over there, folks. They've won a lot of games the last few years, and this year's no exception. They lost their first game in a wipeout, but they've been putting it two teams lately, 26-4. There's a fly ball left field. Bakes. Kobe says, I got her, boys. And he does. One up, one down. In the third. Here's Aiden Warner. Aiden struck out looking to lead the game off.
Yeah, this week they've had two games where they scored over 20 runs.
26-4 over Canterbury, 25-0 over Randolph Southern, 9-2 over New Haven. So, Starfire's playing well. Come in here hot. They win game 1-2-1. Barn burner of a game. If you're a baseball fan, you like good defense, good pitching. There's a rip up the middle, base hit. First pitch hitting. Aiden Warner, and he got a base hit. Here's A.J. Dahl. A.J. gets a sign from his coach Buckingham down there at third. Good wheels on the base path here. One out, one on.
I think the coach's sign said, please strike out.
In the dirt and I stop. You think that's what it said?
I think that's what the coach was telling him.
Yeah, mine now.
Close your eyes and swing.
Yeah. Do it for the Indians.
Do it for the Indians. I may have been misreading his signs.
You're a good sign reader, though. There's a throw over. Runner back. Indian Baseball on Fort Recovery Radio. We got a big agenda for you this week, folks. If you want to listen, we got baseball and softball at the Wazoo. The softball team has got a quad at St. Salina today, and the first game is at 2 p.m.
So right about now.
Yep. So next week, Monday, they travel to Walpock, the girls' team do. We have Lima Shawnee right here at Fort. Tuesday, they go to Marion Local, the girls' softball, and we got it Marion Local at home. And then Thursday, St. Henry hosts, let's see, what the heck is this? Okay, yeah, both teams play St. Henry, both at home. No, boys are at St. Henry, girls are at home. That girls' softball game is going to be on Sports Stream 2, so you'll be able to listen to both the games here, folks, on Fort Recovery Radio. And Friday night, it's prom night. Me and Spencey's got a date. That's high. Two on now with one out. Here's James Arnold, number three hitter. James walked. Indians in a little bit of trouble here, boys. Knock it down. Knock it down. There's 800 baseballs in a batting cage. Look at that.
That's where Calpe should have gone for his Easter egg hunt.
Yep.
No, they're cracking eggs. Never mind. He's not really doing hunting.
Shortstop Arnold. Fly ball left field. Kobe Wendell drifting back. And he's got it. No tag. Nice job. Two guys out now on the fly out to left field. Here's the cleanup hitter, third baseman Caden Davidson. Good job, Derek. Get ahead of him.
Yep.
prom night at Fort Recovery. It's good to see the kids being able to have their prom this year.
Yes, next Friday night.
Promenade, I'm sure, will be always a big crowd. I don't know how they set that up, if they limited it.
Each student gets 4 or 5 vouchers, depending on how many get turned in. It might even be 5 or 6. I can't remember, but it's going to be limited. So you have to have a voucher from one of the students to be able to go in there.
For all your Facebookers, I know there's a lot of people on Facebook, and there's a swing and a miss on a high fastball.
Nice pitch.
A lot of kids have had their prom start up. I think there was, last week was Coldwater, this week was New Knoxville and some other schools, and you see all them kids all dressed up and looking handsome. And
yep, I love it.
Yep, it is. It's really cool. And get dolled up and go out and do a little huggy bear kissy poo. Popped up, foul. Ram Rhodes just pulling in. Good to see the Ram Charger. Ball 2 strikes, 2 out. Ducks on 1st and 2nd. Cleanup hitter, Caden Davis. Big at bat here in this game. No score if you're just joining us. Top of 3, game 2 of a doubleheader. From beautiful Fort Recovery baseball field. Lochtefeld looks the runner back at 2nd. And the pitch, it's high. Runner's going to 3rd. They got him. Put it on him. Nice job. Nice job, Riggs Toby. In the inning, no runs, a runner left, and we cut him down stealing. 2.5 in the books, no score.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $15,900. Also available is a 2017 Ford Escape Titanium front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera, local trade with 59,000 miles for $14,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're back here, bottom of 3rd, 7, 8, and 9, post Lochtefeld and Homan. That last play there, and in the second, top of the 3rd, Neil Riggs made an absolute perfect throw down there to Doozy, and Doozy did what you're supposed to do. Put the tag on him, held the ball up, showed the ref he got him on him.
Yep.
And they rang him up. So good job, Indian defense, getting out of that jam. No score here, bottom of 3. Let's get one.
That was a nice, nice throw right where the ball needed to be for
second baseman Landon Post. Landon, a sophomore, he's going to be a fixture in this lineup for the next 3 years. You can bet on that. There's a slow curve, a little tall, 1-1. Posty comes from a long line of baseball players. His older brother now works at Cooper Farms. Ethan, and he's a good old boy, I'll tell you that.
Riley graduated last year, I think.
Swinging a mess.
Didn't get to play his senior year, but he's a great ball player.
Yeah, and he's ornery as day is long, I'll tell you that. Oh, I think a little. Take it after their dad, no doubt. Curveball slowly hit to 3rd and foul. There was no way that he's going to make a play there on the speedy post.
And Landon has a really nice glove, too. And he's baseball smart.
He got a new glove, did he?
No, but, I mean, I'm not talking about his actual glove.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the rawhide of the glove. No. You're talking about defensively.
Yes.
That ball's in the dirt, 2-2.
Yes, I was.
I thought maybe you went and got a new glove.
I didn't really think I'd have to explain that one to you, Bob.
Oh, okay. I remember my first baseball glove. I think I bought it up here at Old Snyder. That ball, strike 3 on the corner on a slow curve. Landon didn't like it, but too close to take.
I can't remember where I got my glove. Still have it somewhere.
Huh? No, you don't.
Oh, yeah. It was about 60, more than 60 years ago, and I had it there, and the dog chewed the
Well, thank
the,
you.
The strap, you
thank
know.
Thank you, Spot.
There, and...
Was not your dog.
I don't even remember which dog it was.
I mean, you remember any of your dog's names?
Well, let's see. I don't remember what this one was. Anyway, he neighbor poisoned him, so
that's nice.
He didn't last long. Well, he was a she, but
was she a bad dog?
No, she was the neighbor.
Oh, she was a bad neighbor.
Yeah, but he chewed the strap on it, and so I went up to Beaches, and they sewed another strap on, and
Beachy got her fixed.
Yep, and I still have it. It wasn't 2 months old when he did that.
Probably didn't. How many balls did you catch with that thing?
Three.
Three. Not too bad. The other 47 hit you in the forehead, and you retired.
I was not very good. Couldn't hit.
Ball four.
Couldn't field.
But other than that, you were one hell of a baseball player.
I played first base, and I don't remember ever getting anybody out.
All right, here's the freshman right fielder, Troy Oman. Derek's on base with a base on balls. One out here in the bottom of the third. Squares around a fake bunt. Runner, it is bunted. Nice bunt. Runner's going second. Throw over to first. They get him. Good sacrifice by Troy.
Yep.
So now we got a runner in scoring position. Top of the order, Ryan Post.
Let's go, Ryan.
Ryan's due. You said he's going to get a hit.
He's going to get three hits this game.
Got a little country music playing, a little walk-up song. A little Brooks and Dunn is Posty's walk-up. That ball's in the dirt. Good stop by the catcher. A.J. Dahl.
His uncle was a heck of a catcher.
Popped him up. Shortstop drifting out. It ain't going to be a cup of... Oh, he got it. It wasn't going to be a can of corn, but he did get it. In the inning, nothing across. We leave a runner. Through three, goose eggs.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
All right, we're back here, top of the fourth inning. For the Starfires, it is 4-5-6. Davidson was up when the runner got thrown out. There's a good curveball. First strike. Nick Miller and Adam Besser for Buckingham's Starfires. Got a text here from loyal listener, said no dancing at the prom this year. No kissing for sure. Social distancing will be
enforced.
And we need to, everybody's got to wear a mask. So it should be a great prom.
Even when they get their pictures taken at the promenade.
Ripped in the hole, base hit. Caden Davis with a base hit, leading off inning number four.
I'm glad he didn't do that when he had the runners on base.
You, a correxa. That fly drive you nuts?
Yep.
Got a fly swatter up here.
Nope.
If I'd have my window closed, there wouldn't be any in here. Is this your board here? Your calendar thing?
Yeah.
It's nice.
I was going to hang it up. It's magnetic.
If you ever had a yard sale, garage, you got a lot of absolute useless stuff that you have.
Yeah. Yeah. And I probably wouldn't sell it, but I am going to have a garage sale sometime.
There's a strike. Are you going
to
have one?
Oh, you have to.
You got too much stuff, don't you?
I got a lot of stuff.
I know you do. Like, if you go into the studio, like,
yeah,
the inside will be going on, and I'll sit at that front desk. You got more junk. I'm not saying it's junk.
Yeah, stuff.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I would guess you probably have right at 1,000 ink pens.
Yes.
20,000 probably clips.
Yeah. And not one of those ink pens cost me more than a nickel. I buy them.
That ball's a little tall.
I buy packs of them at back to school time.
Mm-hmm.
Like 10 big pens for a dollar.
Once you get like 100 pens,
yeah.
Why do you need 1,000?
Well, part of it is some of those pens are I give away at when they're doing the one of a kind auction. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they forget their pens, so I just walk out in my car and
you give them some. And you got 10,000 pens,
yeah. And
clips. How many clips you got?
I got a bunch, and I use a lot of them.
You have 2,000, so you use about 2,000.
Well, not quite. But
so we're gonna have a big sale. It's gonna be a. If you need any stuff for school, come to Spencer's.
Yep. Except I'm not selling any of that. I use.
Oh, we're not.
No, paper clips. I almost never use paper clips, and every time I see them. You know, 200 of them for a dollar, I'll buy them.
Yeah, I know, and I took about 400 of them.
Good, thank you.
You gave them to me.
Oh.
Yeah. I got them in my office, use them every day.
Well, I use them never.
Two, nobody.
One a year.
You are an idiot.
Well, there's a place over in Belle Fountain, Ohio that sells.
Just misses, full count.
Big fat pens with the rubber grip, bigger than that one you have, and those are a nickel a piece. So I a lot of times when I'm doing the Kalp deliveries, I'll just give somebody says, "Hey, that's a nice pen. Hey, you can just keep it. It cost me a nickel."
That went clunking.
Ouch! He didn't try real hard to get out of the way.
No, and I would have because that hurt. Hit by a pitch, so two on.
It's like Jerry's
going to go out and check. He's going to make sure we're on the same page here defensively. Two on, nobody out here in top of the fourth. Here's Besser. Besser was at. Star of game one with three base hits, pitched a one hitter, like a two hitter.
Yep, got out of the jam in the seventh.
Filled up all the water bottles and fertilized the yard.
And if he'd been home, been a home game for me, he'd pop the popcorn.
Fly ball hit well to center, but Riley's got a beat on it. Runner at second is not going to tag. Nice job, Derek Lochtefeld.
He would have been out if he'd tried.
So that's the first out in the inning, and that brings up Trey Schock. Number four, Schock. Runners at first and second. Patch in on over at first. Doozy even with the bag over at third. Throw back, he's in there.
Had a chance at him.
That is a bunted foul.
Grab it before it gets fair.
Good bunt. Boy, that went foul by about 2 inches.
Yep.
About your nose hairs.
Yep. Lengthwise.
Yes. Oh, 1. Good bunt by Schock. Just goes foul. No score here in the top of the fourth inning. High ball. One and one, one out. Derek Lochtefeld's pitching for Coach Kalb Senior. Done a nice job through 3 1/3. He finds himself in a little bit of a jam. Throw over, and it goes out into left field, but not far enough for the runner to advance. Indians trying to blew the old fool him there. Takes off and screams, and didn't work, did it?
Nope.
419-852-9201 if you're listening. We'd love to give you a shout-out.
Ooh.
That one's a wild one, runners to advance.
Over the top of the batter.
That was a kind of lost grip on that. And now we got him on second and third. Coach Kalb's at that first. Him and Coach Feely and Coach Patch down there talking. Do you put this kid on? I think that's what they're asking right now. 2-1. I don't think they're going. They ain't going to pitch to him. Runners at second, third, one out. That ball's high, 3-1. On deck, Colin Subler, right fielder. Shock over one. He flew out center field first time up.
Let's get him again.
Right-hander waves that bat around. And the 3-1, swing and a miss on a ball. One up chasing.
Hard to resist that one up in your eyes.
Hard to resist. Trey's a junior, 5'10", a very good point guard on the basketball team. He'll be really tough for us next year. Full count, swing and miss. That ball was way above his head. Indians getting a good break there. So here's Subler, the right fielder. He grounded out to Brock Dews, first time up. Two outs. We need one more, boys. We need one more.
Yep. Now we just have to get the batter.
Now the defense goes back to its regular position. Patchy back at first. The right fielder and the pitch by Derek Lochtefeld is a swing and a miss. Good job, Derek. Derek's done exactly what Coach Kalb wanted. He gave him 3 2/3. He'd love to get out of here with no damage done. And the 0-1. Ground ball up the middle. Posted. Good hop for Ryan. Ryan flings it over to Patchy. Nice job, Derek Lochtefeld. Nice job, Indians. Through 3.5, no score.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes. Quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
All right, we're back here. The bottom of the fourth inning. Indians with no runs on a hit. Their only hit was this guy to play right now. That's Kobe Wendell. He got caught stealing in the first inning. 2-3-4, Wendell will. Three W's. That ball is inside. See how I did that, Neil? Three W's?
Yes.
Wendell will.
Yep. That's good.
They all three have start with a W. So I thought I'd try that.
Oh, yeah. I wondered why you said that.
I just thought I'd try something a little different. Inside. 3-0, I think, the count, ain't it?
Yep. Got Now they got the scoreboard caught up.
There we go.
Goose eggs all the way across for both teams.
What's the 12-second thing up there? What is that?
That's something that they can't get off of there.
Okay.
They tried a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it went from 13 to 12, and they didn't know what they did.
So if they did it a few years ago, it goes down one in every number.
No, they were messing with it and don't know what they did to make it change, but it changed.
First baseman calling. Got it. One up, one down.
I think it was 13. It was a different number, I think. And so they got a different number up there.
Is it supposed to be just like a clock? That's what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd think we could get somebody to come in and take a peek at that.
Yep. Yep.
If you look at the sponsorship on that, Miracle Lanes and Calp Pharmacy. Pitch is taken for a strike for Big Kendrick. Kendrick went down swinging first time up. Wendell Retirement Planning is out there on right field, sponsor of the Purple Fence. B&D Construction. Full Recovery Lumber Yard. Out there in left field. That's a high. And if you look at your banners out there in the outfield fence in 1953, Fort Recovery went to the state finals. Neil played second base for that team.
No, remember, I wasn't very good.
Oh, okay. You was a manager.
I was a manager.
That's a strike. And in 2015, we made our first appearance in the state Final Four. With a young team and one of the funnest seasons I've ever had experienced there. Ground ball, third base, tough play by the third baseman. Oh, a terrible hop. That's going to be a base hit. That was a bad hop.
Yep. And we're similar to that. what happened with Ryan in that last game. Two good hops and then all of a sudden a bad hop.
That was a bad hop. Come up him. So that's a base hit, clean base hit for Kendrick. So he's got the Indians number two hit of the day. Here's cleanup hitter Riley Will. Really hit a hot shot up the middle at the shortstop. We're going to have a pinch runner here. It's going to be Jackson Irvin. He's going to grab a helmet and go out there.
It might be Wyatt Benn. I can't see through the fence very well.
Jackson Irvin.
Is it? Okay.
Yep. Going to pinch run. Riley Will, the cleanup hitter. Rock dudes on deck. Patchy in the hole.
I could see blonde hair and tall. That's all I could really tell.
Anyway, 2015 was our first state appearance in 50 years, 60 years. And then we waited 1 year to go back. So we went back to back, 15 and 16. And you guys know that that was a fun season. And we were the second best team in the state of Ohio both those years. I firmly believe Newark Catholic was. But
They got us both times.
Yep. They did, but man, was that fun.
Yes, it was.
Huntington Park was exactly as advertised. One ball here to Riley. Riley's a hitter, folks. That's low, 2-0. And he's playing with a lot of confidence right now. Besser had a no-hitter going in game one to the seventh inning when Riley led off with a one-hopper off the fence. Here at the fort, and if you know anything about this ballpark, you better hit it if you're going to hit it that far. There's a strike taken. 2-1. No score here. Bottom of the fourth. Bob Stogler, Neil Spencer bringing you Indian baseball.
Calpy out busting eggs.
Calpy with Easter. Easter was like 3 months ago, but he decided they're going to have it today. And the pitch. That's inside. 3-1. Any way to get on there for the hot hitting Brock Deuce on deck.
I like this part of our lineup.
I agree. These guys have been swinging the bats. And a 3-1 pitch to the cleanup hitter. That is just fouled back. He wanted that one. Look at him.
Ooh, that one got a car.
That one got one. Heard some grumbling.
I think that might have broken the windshield.
And the winner of that one is?
Maroon car. I can't tell if that's a reflection or glare
nope,
or
broke the windshield. So we're sorry about that. Send the bill to
Maroon SUV.
Riley Will.
Yep.
That is a beautiful hole in that windshield.
I think it's dead center.
Okay.
Right at the bottom of the windshield.
Yep. Throw over, runner back. Could be Greg Lefevre's too. I don't know. There's a wild one, ball four.
Whoa.
Jackson pinch running, got halfway there, and he fell down. He had to get his uniform dirty for Mom.
Yeah, yeah.
Mom's got a wash-out uniform. So now the Indians with runners at first and second on the base on balls. Here's Doozy, Brock Doos, third baseman. Brock pitched to game one, and we're going to have a time call. We're going to have a pitching change. Let's take a break. We're going to pay some bills. We'll come back with all your info for Recovery Radio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in the industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
All right, we're back here. Pitching change for the Starfires. It looks like the big right-hander, and it is James Arnold. James throws it right at 160 miles an hour from watching him warm up. I don't think it's that fast.
That may be a slight exaggeration.
A little bit, but he does throw hard.
Yes, he does.
And he's Brock Doos is the guy he's going to face right here. First and second, one out. Indians threatening here. And the winner of that broken windshield is the lovely Annie Patch's mom and dad.
Oh.
So, Daniel, this will probably be their last game they'll come see you. Although I doubt that. They kind of love watching their grandkids.
They just won't park right by the fence.
And here's the pitch. That's a strike. Doozy taking all the way. Gets a good look at Arnold. Brock Doos. Junior for Kemp. Coach Kemp. James Arnold. For the senior. That one rolls back. Nobody goes. One ball, one strike, one out here at the fourth. No score in the bottom of the fourth. Indians need a hit here. Need to get a lead, Spencey. Can you in or out?
We definitely need to get a lead. I am in 100% on that.
And the pitch. Swing and a miss.
And I do like where we are in our lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Brock's been hitting. Got two runners on, one man out. I'm thinking we're going to get a run or two or more.
Here's the pitch. Slow curve, high. 2-2. Coach Feely at first. Coach Kalp over at third. The Indians base coaches. Brian Patch. Now, is that Ben Homan? What Homan's that also helps out? Fouled back.
I think it's Ben, but...
What was the other Homan boy's name?
There was Joe.
Joe Homan. Wasn't Joe. Was it Joe? I think that's Ben.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think there are three of them. They're all big, tall, nice, smiley kids.
And the 2-2. Ripped into center field. Get out, it is.
Yes.
And the Indians now with them bases loaded. And we talked about Brock Doos being a hot hitter. And he did not let us down.
Nope. Loads of bases.
He had bases loaded.
The runner that from second had to hold up to make sure it wasn't caught. Get doubled off, so he was only able to get to third.
Here's Patchy. Patchy popped out to second base first time up. Bases loaded, one out. Come on, Daniel. Fouled back. He just is tardy. He just...
Well, that one's not going to catch Grandma's car.
We might as well put the knock-a-pole windshield out now.
Well, they could still drive home because it's really low.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't want to put one on the line of sight.
0-1. Runners in on the corners. There's a high ball. Nice job by the catcher. Bringing that one in. 1-1. Bases loaded for the Indians. Chance to do some serious damage.
Only one out. Here we go, Daniel.
Daniel waves that bat around the big right-hander and the pitch. That's a strike right down the middle of the plate. Ball two strikes. Indians need a big knock from 66. Time called. Strike three. He was in his windup. Daniel stepped out too late. Two outs. Here's Landon. Landon struck out looking. First time up.
He's going to get him a base hit here.
He was in motion there. He was in his motion, and yep. Daniel stepped out, but it was way too late. Ball was a strike, and the ball high. Make him throw your strike, Landon Post. No score, bottom of the fourth. Indians with the bases loaded, trying to get that lead.
Let's get a couple in here, Landon.
Fouled right back. 1-1. Troy Homan runs in and helps the umpire get the seed. Arnold gets the sign and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Throw over to first. Right back. One ball, two strikes. Indians with a great opportunity to grab the lead. Posty waves that bat around, the red bat and the pitch. That's high. 2-2. Arnold in replace of Connor Young. Coach Buckingham's lineup. And the 2-2. Got him looking.
Outside corner. And got him.
That's tough, boy. Indians with a base. Leave them loaded. Couple base hits and a walk. And through four, no score. Game two.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Did you know Kalp Pharmacy can bring you intravenous solutions you get in the hospital directly to your home, allowing you to rest and receive medication where you are the most comfortable? We bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 or visit us at Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
All right, we're back here. Top of five. It is 9-1-2 for the Starfires. Dominic Kahn, Aiden Warner, and A.J. Dahl. Derek Lochtefeld in inning number five for Coach Kalp. No score. Indians blew a golden opportunity. So far, the Indians, South Adams, no runs, two hits, no errors. They've left two for recovery with no runs, three hits, no errors, and they've stranded four through four. Senior Derek Lochtefeld. Been pitching a heck of a game. That's ball high. 2-0. Coach Kalp. Hasn't been overpowering. He throws strikes. Indians have helped him out defensively. Played good defense so far. Here's a 2-0. That one's on the corner. 2-1. Top of the order up next for Coach Buckingham's Starfires. What is a Starfire? Help me out. A star that's on fire?
Yeah.
High, 3-1.
I'm not sure, to be real honest. I know there used to be a car back in the 60s, maybe a Mercury Starfire or something like that. But that, as an Oldsmobile, Starfire. But I'm not sure exactly what that is.
Grounded into the
might be a made-up name.
A little bit of information on South Adams. Their superintendent is Michelle Clouser Penrod. Now, Penrod is a popular name in Jay County. I wonder if she is a Jay County woman.
Yep.
Could very well be. Principal's
her husband
Corey
might be.
Runkle. Just misses the leadoff guy is on for the Starfires. And now it's top of the order with Wayner.
Now batting,
Aiden Warner. Corey Runkle is their principal. Athletic director is Jason Arnold. They are Class 2A in Indiana baseball. A pinch runner, number 19, is going to pinch run, and that is Connor Young. So he's the
Running for Dom Kahn.
Dom Kahn. That's a great name, ain't it?
Yep.
They are Class 2A. They're enrolling
in I think that's what
Shere Khan, the lion.
I think that's what's at the end of every email address.
What is it?
Dot com. Dot com.
Yeah, I think that is right. You are an idiot. Their enrollment is 346, so that's about, 90 a grade? That's 90 a grade. So they're about a little bit smaller, bigger than us.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They are the Starfires. They're black, gold, and white, and they're in the Allen County, the ACAC conference. With the likes of New Haven, Norwell,
Jayco,
Belmont.
Believe.
No, Jay County. No.
Well, they're not in the ACAC. No. Oh.
Canterbury. All right, runner on here. Squares around a bunt. Bunts it foul.
So he gets to run all the way back to home plate.
That doesn't mean they would have to have some oxygen.
Yep. Yep. Maybe a golf cart.
You imagine us trying to hit. You imagine us right now going back in that box and trying to hit.
No.
It is unbelievable when you get old how you are a useless human being.
I'd say a waste of air, but we don't really get all that much.
No,
we don't. Can't really get that much in my lungs anymore.
I'll tell you what, getting old is not for the weak.
No.
Huh?
Nope.
But beats the alternative.
Yes, it does.
Even if you got to sit up here with Neil for 4 hours. That's lined right at Ryan Post.
Looked like he was going to get it, didn't get in front of it.
That was a tough play. That has got to be an error. That was a one-hopper that he could have turned two on. He matadored that bad boy. Yeah, that one's going to haunt us, boys. I'm afraid that one's going to haunt us.
Nope, we're going to get a triple
play.
Here's
A.J. Dahl. 2-3-4 now. Runners on first and second. Bunted down. Good bunt. Indians going to fire it over to first. Nice job, Landon Post, getting over their cover. Nice job, Derek Lochtefeld. Fielding your position. But the sacrifice works. Now they got him on second and third.
Now batting, James Arnold.
Here's James Arnold. James walked and flew out to Kobe.
Jerry's
time
coming
called.
Up.
Jerry's going to take the slow walk out to the mound. It'll be interesting to see what happens here. I would think he might put this kid on, maybe. I don't know. Probably going over some scenarios.
Yep, I'm sure he's calming his pitcher down a little bit, but I think most of it is strategy for where
strategy.
We're going with the ball.
Strategy. Is that it?
Nope.
Close?
He's close, yes.
If anybody's listening, right now they turned us off.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing going on, so you can turn it off for a few seconds while Bob sings.
Coach. And we are going to, we have no idea yet.
Looks like we just,
looks like Troy Holman's getting the ball.
Yep.
And he is going to be the new pitcher. So freshman Troy Holman is going to come in with first and second. No, second and third with one out.
Yep, let's take a break while we're
while
he's warming up. And,
let's do that.
Yep.
We'll be right back, Indian baseball.
Wayne Street Market always has great prices and great selection, and here are some of the specials they have to help save you money. Eckrich hot dogs are 2 for $3, and in their deli, they have Eckrich bologna for just $1.99 a pound, sliced to order. And Cooper Farms honey roasted and smoked turkey are just $5.99 a pound, sliced to order. Smart One's TV dinners are only $2.79 each. And if you need a great meal in a hurry, just head back to their deli. They have specials ready to go every day, like Meatloaf Monday, Tenderloin Tuesday, and even ribs on Thursday. Head to Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
We are not talking about B&D Contracting because we're mad at him. We are mad at Dave Kalp. He left us stranded.
Yep.
I have not done that all year.
Go play with boiled eggs, hard-boiled eggs.
Although I do love a hard-boiled egg, I ain't going to lie.
Not a
Here's
fan.
Big number eight, James Arnold. First, second, third, the new pitcher, right-hander, Troy Homan, the freshman. Troy pitched Monday at Lincoln View was tremendous. First pitch, fly ball, hit well to left. Kobe's got a beat on it. He's got it. Runner will tag, and the Starfires lead it 1-0. Nice piece of hitting there by Arnold. See, that's what happens when you get a sacrifice fly, something we failed to do when we had a chance. Arnold did what you're supposed to do. He hits it hard into left field. Runner tags and scores. Starfires 1, Indians nothing. So here's Caden Davis, a cleanup hitter. Caden has been up twice, been on twice. Base hit in the third inning and also walked in the first. He looks like a hitter.
Yep. We got some pretty good-looking ball players.
That's a strike. Good pitch, Troy.
And like we were talking in the first game and a little bit this game, you know, they went to state in football. We played them in basketball, and they were strong, big, talented, athletic. That rolled right into the baseball field, too.
I'm going to put a butterscotch in. It is going to sound disgusting for everybody listening. Swing and a miss. Nice job, Willie. Will. Troy. How about Troy?
Yep.
I think I do that a lot, call him Will and don't know it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I called him Ross once.
Did you?
He looks more like Ross than he looks like Will. And so
0-2, trying to get out of here. We'll get out of here with only one run. We'll be tickled pink. Any 0-2, nothing too good here, my friend. Got him looking. Nice job, Troy Homan. In the inning, they get a run on no hits. How do they get? No hits. They leave one, and after 4.5, Starfires 1, Indians nothing.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths. With locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County, Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Wangler Hardware, what a great place to go and get all your needs for your welding and your anything you need. You can get it out there at Wangler Hardware.
Looks like you still have about 14 minutes to go out there.
I think a lot they close of smiling faces when you go out there.
Oh, yeah. Those people are, they not only know what they're doing, those are nice people.
Yeah, I agree with you. Here's Derek Lochtefeld. Takes it inside. Indians need one to get even. Derek started for Coach Cap, did well, pitched well, gave up one run, unearned. That's high. 3-1 to Big Derek. Any way you can get on, buddy. Troy Homan on deck. And the pitch. In the dirt, ball four, leadoff walk.
Ooh, that's good.
Nice job, D. Lochtefeld. Here's Troy.
That walk will go really nice with those four hits I said we're going to get.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
One of those hits is coming right now.
Well, I would guess Troy's going to bunt here. Bunted the first time, sacrificed.
Yep, probably right.
The freshman squares around a bunt. Throw over, runner back. Troy Homan, number 11 on the field. Number one in the hearts of mom and dad.
And lots of other people.
Really? Grandpa, grandma, all the...
Most of the Fort Recovery people that saw the pageant know he was the chicken.
He was a tremendous chicken.
He was a little kid then.
Yeah.
That wasn't very many years ago.
But he was great.
He's awesome.
Yeah, his personality is...
Yeah.
He gets it honest. That one's in the dirt ball. Arnold having a little trouble throwing strikes here. Let's wait him out here a little bit.
I'm all right with
taking
that.
Taking here, too.
Yep.
Runner at third is standing on top of Troy. Squaring, swinging a miss, swinging away. I think he might have swung a ball two there.
Yep, probably. Looked like it might have been a little high.
He squares around. He's going to bunt this time. He gets it down. Good job. Throw on to first, and he gets the sacrifice. Good job, Troy Homan. So that is 1-3 if you're scoring at home with Derek.
Now batting.
Lochtefeld advancing to second. So here's Posty. Posty needs a base hit here.
Yeah, Troy did exactly what he needed to do, got the runner move, but hit it a little too hard to be able to beat it out for a hit. So, but he got job number one done.
Here's Posty. He is 0-for-5 in a doubleheader, and that don't go and happen very often. That's outside.
Nope.
And he had a big error lead to the run scored. So he would love to come up here with a base hit. I like his chances.
Yep.
Kid can rake. That's low. 2-0. Throw down to second. Runner gets by. The ball gets by, and the Indians are going to take advantage of that. Nice job, Derek Lochtefeld.
Yep.
A wild throw to second. Try to pick him off. Did not work, and it goes into center field. Derek Lochtefeld, 90 feet away. Come on, Ryan Post. Base hit here, kid. Infield in now, trying to knock him off. Fouled back. Two balls and a strike.
Even a sacrifice would work here, but I say swing away and hit that gap out there in right center field.
Well, the outfield is shallow, and this kid can hit.
Yes.
And I could just see him burning that right fielder.
Yeah, and he's fast runner. He could really do some damage.
That is ripped into left field. Fair ball.
Just fair.
Man. To the fence. The Lochtefeld scores. Ryan Post the second. Nice job, Ryan Post. And we're tied up at one on an RBI double by your senior.
When that came off the bat, it looked like it was going to be 20 feet foul or fair. It ended up about 6 inches fair.
Taylor. Nice job.
That was awesome.
Well, that kid can hit, folks. And we got time called as the manager of the Starfires, Mr. Buckingham, is going to come out.
Looks like he might be.
And he is going to take the ball from his big right-hander. And the new pitcher on the mound is going to be the left fielder. So we're going to take a break. Pitching change, Indians and Starfires knotted at one.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream, homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the tin cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Did Connor Rammel just say if you want a funny joke, he'll try his best?
Yes, because the whole point of the right. thing is the ones on TV are always about funny stuff, mm-hmm. about joking. So he said, we don't do that. We're just serious about the insurance. But if you want a joke, I'll try to come up with one.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, but is he going to?
It is his wife's birthday yesterday.
Oh.
The beautiful Leah.
Yep, she is kind of pretty. He may have, as they say, outkicked his coverage.
There's no question. All right, here we go. Bottom of the sixth inning. Wehner is a new pitcher, the left fielder. Kobe's waving that bat around. There. Pop foul over our heads. Ryan Post over at second. 1-1, your score. And he's just tied it up on an RBI double by Ryan Post. Arnold goes out and plays left field, so they just switched. There's a nice curveball for
strike. Is that about the fourth place that Arnold's played today?
He is two positions away from playing them all. Ball two strikes. Curveball in the dirt. Kobe holds it back. This kid's got a little wrinkle, too.
Yep.
Unlike me and you have lots of wrinkles.
Yeah, but I think you're talking about his pitch.
Oh, okay.
His pitch.
Yeah, 2-2, one out.
Yeah, way more than my share of wrinkles.
Come on, Kobe. Come on, kid.
He can do it right here.
Time is called. See, he did a little quicker than Patchy.
Yep.
Patchy called timeout when the ball was 3 feet from me. I don't think you're allowed to do that. That might not have been that obvious. But...
I don't like this pitch coming.
Nope. Time. 2-2. Curveball again. Just misses. Full count. Come on, Kobe. Come on, kid. Kendrick on deck. Kobe waves that bat around and the full count pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Kobe like take that bat and wrap it over his leg right now, but his dad would probably kill him.
Yep. Coach Kalp definitely wouldn't appreciate it.
Two outs now. We need a hit, Kendrick. We need a hit, brother. And he got one the last time up. Base hit the left field last time up. Throw over to second base, and Ryan dives back. Tammy's going to have to wash her old jersey today, tomorrow. Well, I don't know, probably wash it.
Yes.
Tammy doesn't do nothing.
I'm going to say if Al washes it, it's going to look just like this.
Curveball first, right?
It's done.
Time is called. I think he might have had a little bit of a...
Is communication?
Amen, brother. My butt's sore sitting up here. You're a little sore or not?
It's always sore.
Have something to do with 350 pounds sitting on it?
Well, maybe, but I'm thinking I've got my bleacher butt going about to...
You know, if we bring some pads up here, that'd be neat, wouldn't it?
I could do that.
It'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
Yep. Or be like the one I have at my house where... I got a nice pad, and I got it sat on it so much, I got it squashed flat. So.
Computer chairs. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Line drive center field. That's going to be caught on a diving catch. And that's going to end the inning.
Nice.
Wow, nice play. Catch, center fielder.
Diving. It saved looked like it was going to drop, and it did not.
Nope, that's right. In the inning, you need to get a run on a couple base hits. They leave one. Through five, we're knotted at one.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, we're back here. Top of the sixth inning, and a new pitcher on the mound is sophomore Wyatt Benn. If you guys know anything about Fort Recovery and Benny, he is a sophomore, played basketball last year, two-year baseball player, all-around good kid, comes from a great family. He's a tall, lanky right-hander, and he's pitched well for the JV team. He gets up to get some innings here for the varsity in this doubleheader, and we're looking forward to seeing him pitch. Indians lose the first game. I just got a text from Chuck and Kathy Etzler driving home from an AAU game, and they said, how'd we do? We got beat 2-1 that first game. Indians had the bases loaded in the bottom of the seventh. We scored a run, but we could not get any more, and South Adams wins game one, 2-1. South Adams proved a 6-2 on the season. Indians dropped to 4-5. Game two looks like this. Both teams with zeros through four. Starfires get one in the top of the fifth. Indians answer with Ryan's post double to tie it up in the bottom of the fifth. Top of the sixth, 1-1. Been some good baseball here at Fort Recovery today. It's 5-6-7. Nick Miller, Adam Besser, and Trey Schock for the Starfires. First pitch outside. Big number 29, Nick Miller. Nick is a huge human being. He'd kill you, Neil. He would absolutely eat you.
Yep, he could, but he's, from what I'm remembering on the basketball court and seeing him here, he's too nice to do that.
Well, he's probably is too. I agree with that.
He was probably very nice on the football field.
But if he would ever get to talk to you, he would probably want to kill you like we all do.
Oh, yeah, that's probably
1-1. Pitch is taken first, right? Squares around a bunt. Great bunt. Doozy comes in, fires it over. Got him on a bang banger. Brock Doos continues his stellar play down there at third. Good job, Brock Doos. Nice stretch. 66 at first, Dan Patch. One up, one down.
Yep, we didn't get to see any of these guys play last year, but Brock came in toward the end of the season, played third base as a freshman in several important spots in the year, and you could tell he was going to be special.
Here's Besser. Besser pitched the first game and pitched great, and he also had three hits. That is in the hole in right center field, and it is going to the fence. Besser with the big turn. Troy chases it down. Besser in a second. Stand up. Double.
He needs a faster pitch. His helmet wasn't fast enough to keep up with him.
That ball was hit on a button right by the Fort Recovery Final Four sign, state Final Four sign. So Starfire's in business here, runner in scoring position with one out. Here's Trey Schock. I ain't seen Grandpa here yet. What's going on? John around or what?
I haven't seen him, but he could be.
He would be a great guy to have up here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's probably out there in left field.
He might be on the other side of the dugout that we can't see.
Time call, Trey said. Why, it was taking too long? Beautiful day at the ball orchard. Nice crowd on hand. People in their lawn chairs down the left field line. bleachers pretty full. I would guess anywhere from 100 people to 150 here today. That ball's a little low.
Lots of...
How come we don't charge? This card's $5. Get $500.
Well,
you in or out?
Well, I'm out because we'd have to spend $50,000 on a fence.
Okay.
To enclose everything.
All right. So we're out on charge of people. And the 1-0, Wyatt Benn. That one's in the dirt. Gets away from Riggs. That's a wild pitch.
When we go to play at South Adams next year, you do have to remember that they do charge
$6. Indiana, how much?
I think it's $6.
No, I ain't paying six. Pay three.
Only half of you can come in.
Well, then, it's going to be the bottom.
They'll probably let you in since you're going to jabber. You're announcing. So
runner 90 feet away. Good pitch. Strike. 2-1, one out. Indian defense is in. Trying to knock down that leadoff run from scoring here in the sixth. Patchy in at the grass at first. Doozy in at the grass at third. And the pitch. Nice pitch, kiddo. 2-2. I'm sure there's some jitters going on by Wyatt. I'd be a little nervous, too. First varsity experience for the right-hander. Gets the sign from Riggs in the 2-2. Got him. Nice job.
Nice.
Shot goes down, looking. Two outs now. Here's the right fielder, Colin Subler, with a runner 90, leading run 90 feet away. Come on, D. Come on. Let's help him out. Benny with the pitch. In the dirt. Good stop, Riggs. Good job, kid. That's what Calpe talked about earlier, Neil. Mm-hmm. He reached out there instead of knocking his body in front of him. Riggs will learn it. He'll get it.
Yep. And Ben, when he saw it was going to be a little off, he was almost all the way to home plate to cover. So
make him earn that run. Fly ball.
Way up.
Ryan Pose drifting back. He says, I got her, boys. Nice job, Wyatt Ben. In the inning, no runs. A double. They strand him. We got 5.5 in the books. 1-1.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Now you can mow like the pros with a Simplicity zero-turn mower. These mowers have all the features professionals demand. Durability, heavy-duty construction, and of course, a perfect cut. Simplicity zero-turn mowers with their exclusive suspension system let you mow more lawn in less time, and you'll have fun doing it. Because these mowers are unlike any you've ever used. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound medications to fit your needs to the exact dosage, form, and strength prescribed by your physician. We compound for wounds, pain management, hormone replacement, and more. We are located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the sixth inning. It is 4-5-6, the hottest hitter on this Indian team, Riley Will, Brock Doos, and Daniel Patch. We need one, folks. We need one. Doozy. Been hot also in the warm-up spot on deck circle. That's a strike. 1-1. 1-1 your score. We are in the bottom of the sixth inning.
I'd like to take a 2-3-4-run lead into the top of the seventh.
Just outside 2-1. Boy, you're really reaching, ain't you?
Yep. I think we can do it.
You're the most positive guy I've ever met. You are Dale Carnegie. Neil Carnegie. Fouled back to the screen. Ball two strikes. Did you ever take a Dale Carnegie course or anything like that?
No. I did read the book once decades ago.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't know if I read the whole thing, but it's some of the stuff. Now, I worked at Smith Chevrolet, and I think Jerry thought I had...
Fly ball right field. Right fielder Camp under it, and he's got it. One up, one down. This could be a 12-inning game. We could be here till 6 o'clock.
Though. Nope, nope.
Could be.
We're going to take a 2 or 3 run lead into the top of the 7th.
Here's Brock Dews, third baseman. Brock has a base hit. Grounded out. It's 2 at plate appearances. Played a nifty third base and pitched game 1. So he's had a hell of a day, really.
Yes.
That ball's a little bit outside. Dane Cook behind the plate. Dane's been an umpire for 102 years. Brent Kester is doing the bases. Harold Feely, your first base coach. Jerry Kalb down there at third. Ground ball base hit left field.
Stay hot.
Stay hot, Brock Dews. He said, no problem, boys. And the speedy Dews is on first, and he continues to rake. Here's 66. You talk about somebody to do. It is DP. You can bet they're going to give this kid a chance to steal. I can tell you what, though, this catcher doll kid has got a cannon.
Yes.
So if you're going to steal,
you better be fast.
You better be quick. Swing and a miss on the slope. Look like maybe even a change. Sophomore Patch, first baseman. He is due, big number 66. Waves that bat around and the pitch. That's high.
Patchy had a
1-1
tremendous pitching performance on Thursday in that frozen tundra.
Frozen tundra. Lambeau
so cold. 20 batters. He struck out 17.
Yeah, it's a pretty good day.
That is not bad.
Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. He ain't figured out this plate stuff yet. He will. He's got his mechanics. He's going to be a good one, folks.
Yep.
Just got to get that confidence. It's just like anything, boy. Like when I play golf, you know, if I start making a putt, they all go in.
Yep.
And when you can't make one, it seems like you cannot get off the schneid.
Can't even make a gimme.
No, that's right. It is a mental game, folks. There's a good pitch. Strike 3 looking right down the middle of the plate.
Yep.
He just lost his confidence at that plate. Strike out looking again for Calp, for Patchy. Here's Landon. Landon has also struck out looking twice. So Posty came in batting, swinging a bat hot.
He's going to have to be on base for my two-run lead.
You are correct, sir.
To happen.
There's a base hit up the middle. Boy, I wish they would have gave him a chance to go. I can't figure out why he wasn't stealing. I don't understand it. So now we got him on first and second. Here's Derek Lochtefeld.
He had a hit last time up Denier.
2 walks. He's been up twice, walked twice. Okay. Just can't figure out why he wasn't stealing. Don't understand it.
Yeah, probably afraid of Dole's arm.
Derek Lochtefeld started for Coach Cap. Pitched well. His first start of the year. That's outside. One to one, bottom of 6 innings with runners at first and second. 2 outs. Senior Derek Lochtefeld waves that bat around. We need a hit, big fella. Outside 2-0.
We'll take another walk, but I would like to see a hit.
Wyatt Benn waves that bat around. He's going to bat next for Troy Homan. That's high, 3-0. He's going to be taken all the way.
Yep.
Jerry Kapp was. What's his number? 24?
Don't know.
And the 3-0 pitch to Lochtefeld. High ball 4. Indians with them loaded. Here's Wyatt Benn.
Two outs, bases full.
Wyatt Benn.
I didn't hear any talk about his hitting. Jerry was talking about him for his pitching. But I'm going to guess that he's probably a pretty good hitter.
I like your thinking. Number 23.
Time to just prove it here.
I'm taking right here, though. Make him throw a strike. Four balls in a row. There's a strike. Taken all away. Bases loaded. Lead run 90 feet away down there at first base.
Let's go, Wyatt.
In the form of Brock Dews. Landon Post at second with an arm. He had a base hit. That's a good curve, 0-2. I don't think he's seen too many curveballs like that in the JV team.
Probably not.
Any 0-2. Got him swinging.
Dropped it.
In the inning, no runs. Two hits. They leave them loaded. And after six, 1-1.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound medications to fit your needs to the exact dosage, form, and strength prescribed by your physician. We compound for wounds, pain management, hormone replacement, and more. We are located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
We're back here at Fort Recovery. Top of 7-1-1. We're going to be here all night, folks.
Nope.
Nope.
I think we're gonna. Come through. We couldn't quite do it in the seventh inning last game, but we'll do it this.
Okay.
Time.
I like your thinking. 912.com leading off, followed by Warner and Dahl for the Coach Buckingham.
Domcom. I like it.
I do, too.
It's no Buddy Jackson, but still pretty good.
Swing and a miss. Nice job, Wyatt.
That's a pretty pitch.
One pitch outside 2-1. Slow pitch on the outside part of the plate. Dominic Kahn, a DH. 2-1. Benny with the pitch. Strike. Good pitch, buddy.
That was a pretty pitch.
Benny's deceptive. He's had a real slow motion, but the ball comes in there at pretty good speed. He's kind of caught this kid off guard here. 2-2. Slow curve into dirt, full count. And the full count pitch. Got him looking.
Nice
job, Wyatt. One up, one down in the seventh.
Got that
outside. Let's top the order. Warner is the hitter. A.J. Dahl on deck. Warner has singled, reached on an error, struck out looking, the leadoff hitter. The Indians trying to get out of here and get a run in the bottom of the seventh and call it a day. Fly ball, flared into tough play. Posty going out. He's got it. Nice job. Basket catch by Landon Post. Two up, two down.
Now batting, AJ
Is that who usually should have that?
Yes.
The infielder? That's kind of what I'm thinking, but I don't know all that. But
on a play like that.
Yeah, definitely wouldn't be the first baseman if there's three there, but he wanted to be there to in case it drops.
Looks like Bo Tin has come in to replace Daniel Patch at first base.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Two outs. That is ripped to center field, and that is going to be over where Riley's head. One hop off the fence. Dahl goes into second, makes the turn at second, and that is a two-out double for Dahl. And Neil, he hit that baby on the button.
Yes, he did. That was hit extremely well.
So here's James Arnold now, the big right-hander, or left-hander. Man, he hit that ball hard. That was a one-hopper. Yep. Off the center, right to the deepest part of this ballpark, 351.
I got to watch his dad and his two uncles play for the Rockets, and they all could just kill the ball. His uncle, I think it would be Mike. I think Mike was the one that was the catcher, and he played minor league ball. He was outstanding.
So Benny gets the ball, and here he goes. Pitches it to Arnold. That's just misses outside. Good pitch.
That was a nice pitch.
Hard Arnold is 0 for 2. He flew out deep to left, and had a sacrifice fly. And reached on a base on balls. Slow curve, good pitch, Wyatt. Where was that?
I don't know. It sure looked like it was perfect.
Yep.
Called it a ball.
He's got a better view than we do, Neil.
Yep. And he doesn't miss much.
0-2 or 2-0. Fakes the throw back.
We have two very good umpires out there today, so I'm not going to argue too much about anything they do.
I know
do.
The one is a good golfer because he beats me on a regular basis. Swing and a miss. Good job, Wyatt.
Would that be Kester's?
Yes. Two balls and a strike. Indian Baseball, Fort Recovery Radio. We love bringing the Indian Baseball. If you guys had a chance to listen to Sports Talk on Wednesday night, here's the 2-1. Fouled back to the screen, 2-2. If you had a chance to listen to Sports Talk on Wednesday night, we had Damon Goodwin on, the coach of the Capital Crusaders. And, man, what that was a fun interview, wasn't it? Man,
yes, it was.
That guy was great, and he's been there for 23 years.
You mentioned McBroom Gymnasium, and he went for about 20 minutes talking about memories
exactly
there.
Right. 2-2, two outs. Come on, Indians. Come on, Indians. Just a little tall. Full count. Runner's going to be gone, so a base hit is going to score him.
Let's go, Wyatt.
Outfield is in for a play at the plate. Defense is back, trying to get the Arnold. Big number 8, the left-handed hitter.
Get this third out.
Benny with the pitch. That is ripped to right, and that is going to be over the head of the right fielder. And Arnold is going to go into second with a stand-up double, and the Starfires take a 2-1 lead. Dot Lochtefeld got turned around there. I thought he was going to make that play. It was hit so high, I thought he had a chance.
Yep.
But it spun him around a little bit, and it is a double. And the Starfires now lead 2-1. Back-to-back doubles here in the top of the seventh inning.
Now batting, Tim Davidson.
Here's Caden Davidson. Caden has a base hit. He walked and he struck out looking. Sun is shining bright now, boys. It is a beautiful day here at Fort Recovery. A little outside. We just can't finish a job, folks. Indians are just struggling to close out a game or get a clutch hit. So hopefully get her done here today. That is ripped to left. That is going to go to the fence. Arnold's going to score. And Caden Davis is also going to trot into second. Double, double, double for the Starfires. And they now lead 3-1.
Just can't get that third out.
Nope. Here's Nick Miller, Big Nick, number 29, coming up. They haven't got cheated, folks. These are all well-hit balls. I thought maybe Derek had a shot at that one out there and right, but
yeah,
that one there, nobody was going
to
get.
Yeah, they're hitting the ball hard, and we need to get this third out here.
Swing and a miss. Wyatt Benn gets a sign from catcher. Riggs Toby in the pitch. Fouled right back to the screen. 2-1. No, 1-0-2. Okay, I'm close. I have no idea what I'm doing. I was unplugging my cord. I was kind of I was all out of my whack.
Took a lot of concentration, didn't it?
It does, absolutely. 0-2.
Well, let's hope Let's hope the batter's concentrating like you were.
Yep,
not at all.
And the pitch. Got him looking.
Yes.
In the inning, they get 2 runs on 3 doubles. And after 6.5, we need 2 to get even. It's Starfires 3, Indians 1.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill. Wayne Street Market has great prices on everything you need. Check out their steak prices. Ribeyes are only $7.99 a pound. New York strips are $6.99 a pound. And T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. Ground chuck is $3.39 a pound. Bulk or patties, all no limit. Eckrich hot dogs are 2 for $3. And packages of Swaggerty brats are $3.99. And don't forget the charcoal and wood chips. And while you're there, get the rest of your party supplies. Chips, soft drinks, beer, and wine. Get up to Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the 7th. It is top of the order. Ryan Post, Kobe Wendell, Kendrick Wendell. Ryan doubled his last time up and tied this game up. That ball's taken low for a ball. Starfires with 2 big runs in the top of the 7th and lead game 2 of the doubleheader 3-1. After winning game 1, 2-1. We've had some good baseball here today, folks.
Yep.
Popped him up. Third baseman says, I got her. Big Nick Miller. And he does. One up, one down. Indians down to their final 2 outs.
We started off with the top of the order, and we should be able to get some runs out of this.
But here's Kobe. Kobe 1 for 3. Base hit, got caught stealing. Struck out swinging and grounded out to first. For Coach Kalp. Curveball strike. Aiden Wehner trying to win it. Game 2. That one's low and in the dirt. 1-1. Saturday afternoon doubleheader versus the Starfires. Fouled at the plate. 2-2. Or 1-2. We're back in action Monday, folks. We got Shawnee Indians right here. Shawnee is a solid baseball. Indians going to have their hands full. Then it's MAC baseball the rest of the week. Marion Local on Tuesday at home and St. Henry. Grounded up the middle. Perfect hopper. Fires it over. 2 up, 2 down. Indian down to their final out. Here's Kendrick Wendell with Riley Will on deck. Been a fast doubleheader, though. It's went.
Yeah.
You know, we got started at 11 o'clock. Probably didn't start till quarter after 11. I always complain about that. Fort Recovery is the worst at starting games on time. I don't understand it.
Well,
ball high.
Don't know exactly what was going on, but the coaches' conference with the umpires
lasted
before
right
the game was well over 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know what that – it's not that complicated here.
No, it's not.
And they've been here before.
A little bit low, 2-0. Any way you can get on.
Conferences are usually a minute or two, maybe three.
Ram Road says, I'm out of here, boys.
He's giving up on us. He's beating the traffic.
He is beating the traffic. I've with Ram that...
All 13 cars?
Yep. Fouled back. I was with Ram. We went to Jay County, watched Jay County play regionals at Newcastle. And with 4 minutes to go, and the game was 7 points, he said, we got to go, boys. And the other team come back and won. Ram Rhodes. legend.
I'm the opposite of that. I can't leave a game early. It just hurts me. I've done it, but I don't like
it. You don't like doing it.
Because you might miss something really awesome. Yeah. Even if up 20 or down 20, some kid's going to do something, and I wish I was there to see it.
Yep. 2-1. 2 outs. Last batter for the Indians. Base hit left field. Kendrick said, not so fast, my friend. Kendrick Wendell with his second hit of the day. And here's Riley Will. Stay hot, Riley Will.
Cleanup batter.
Brock Boone's on deck. We're going to have a pinch runner here for big old Kendrick.
Yep.
And it looks like
another player too.
It is Dylan Evers. Going to run. Nice job, Kendrick. So here's Riley, cleanup hitter. 3-1 your score, bottom of seventh. Runner tying run is at the plate. Let's go ahead and hit one out of here. Hell, I ain't got nothing to do.
Yep. We have the people up we want.
Yeah, we do. We got
started
our we
at
got
the top
kids
of the
are
order
hot.
And first two went out, but here we are, right in the heart.
Here's Riley. Wiener throws high. Riley waves that bat around. The one ball, no strikes. Runner at first. Fly Ooh. Ball deep to left and foul.
I'm not sure if that would have gone out or hit high up on that
hit her
purple
hard.
Monster, but man.
You could hear a little buzz in the crowd. He hit that baby hard. 1-1. Time called. Runner Dylan needs to tie his shoe.
He just needs faster shoes. He was running. Shoes couldn't keep up with him. Yeah, shoes couldn't keep up.
1-1, 2 outs, and the pitch. That's outside ball. 2-1. Gorgeous day here in the old Fort Recovery. Great day to be alive, folks. That one's in high and tight. 3-1. On deck, Brock Dews.
And Brock's been warm. Let's
yep.
keep on going, guys. Just bat for a while. Bat till we get four.
Here's the pitch. That's outside. So the Indians will not say die, folks. First and second now. And it's third baseman Brock Dews. All Brock has done is base hit, and ground it out. Bo 10 on deck. Crazy train from the crazy. What's that idiot's name?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy Osbourne. His wife Sharon is
Black Sabbath.
Off the view. Here's Doozy. 2 outs, runners at first and second. Outside, ball one.
Tying runs are on.
Winning run
at the plate.
Neil Uakarexa.
We need Brock to score.
One ball, no strikes, and the pitch. Popped him up. Tough play. Shortstop goes out and makes a catch. But in the inning, the Indians, no runs, a couple hits. We leave 2 in the final in game 2. The Starfires win it 3-1. We'll be right back. Indians baseball.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
All right, we're back here in the press box. Indians lose game 2-3-1 after losing game 1-2-1. It was a tough loss for Coach Kalp and the Indians. But you know what? This is a good game. Two good ball teams, and we got to come back, and we got a tough one Monday with Shawnee. And then we got two tough league games, the Flyers and Sandry. This game looked like this. It was no score through four. The Derek Lochtefeld starter for Coach Kalp and pitched well, and they get an unearned run in the bottom or the top of the fifth inning. Take a 1-0 lead. The Indians tie it up in their half of the fifth. Ryan Post drives in Derek Lochtefeld with a double off the left field fence. And we're knotted at one. It stayed that way. It is with a golden chance to take the lead in the sixth inning. Bases loaded and one out and could not produce it. And that was a killer there, Spencey, when we could not get that lead with the bases loaded.
Yeah, we've put people on base, it seems like, the last several games and can't get them.
That's exactly right. We need that clutch.
It's one thing if you get somebody stuck at first, but when you get them to second or third and less than two outs, and we've had that situation a number of times this year, and probably 80% of the time we do not get a run in.
Yeah, that's right.
That's going to change, but it needs to change soon.
Yep. So anyway, the Indians leave them loaded in the sixth. So we go to the seventh inning, 1-1. The inning started pretty just what we wanted to. The new pitcher is Wyatt Benn. Wyatt strikes out the Dom Kahn to start off the inning. Then he gets the leadoff hitter to fly out to second base. Two outs. And then the Starfires play some bingo. They get a double from A.J. Dahl off the center field fence. James Arnold hit a fly ball to right field it was one of those plays. He hit it hard. It's a double. But I thought maybe we could have made a play on that. And then Caden Davis hits a double off the left field fence. And it was double, double, double. And next thing you know, the Indians trailing 3-1. And then the bottom of the seventh, it looked the Indians come off the top of the order. And looked like this. Ryan Post led off, and he popped up. Kobe Wendell grounded out. Two outs. And then Kendrick Wendell and the Never Say Die Indians leads base at the left. Riley Will stays hot. He hits a base hit in the left. It stayed. So it ends with two on, two outs. Brock does the plate, and Brock hits a flare into left field, but the shortstop makes the play. Indians lose it 3-1. Indians with one run on nine hits. Starfires three runs on six hits. Indians fall to 4-6 on the season. Starfires improved to 7-2. On the season. Indians back in action Monday as we talk about. Let's look at what we got next week, folks. We got a big weekend of sports. Also, we got some nice weather. It's going to be cool, but no rain, so these games are going to get in. The girls are playing a doubleheader right now over at Salina. That game just started. I haven't got an update yet. Next week on Monday, the girls' softball is going to travel to Walpock, take on the Redskins. Baseball host Lima Shawnee right here. We'll be on the air 5 o'clock. Tuesday, the softball team travels to Marion Local. We will be right here playing the Marion Local Flyers at 5 o'clock. Game on Fort Recovery Radio. Thursday, it's St. Henry Day, folks. And the girls are going to play St. Henry at home. That game is going to be on Sports Stream 2. And I think, who's your announcer for that, Neely?
That is Joe Kanapke and Joe Ranley.
Joe and Jill is going to bring that to you on the Sports Stream 2. And we're going to go to St. Henry to play St. Henry. I think, the game plan is you got a hotel room at Romer's. We're going to do it from up in the hotel.
Should do that.
That would be awesome. Imagine us three.
We'd have to get binoculars because that's a pretty good distance.
We can make stuff up anyway. Hell,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, we don't do anything anyway.
Yeah, some of what we say doesn't even really happen.
No, that's right. So Thursday,
actually, we won today, 17-2.
Thursday, so we got a Big Mac game with the Redskins, and then Friday it's prom night. Me and Neil's going to be dressing up like Dumb and Dumber.
Yep,
we'll be over there, and that is the promenade, and it's always a nice time for the kids. So it's a big week for Fort Recovery, big week for Fort Recovery Indians. We'll bring it all to you, folks. And the final on game one, South Adams 2, Indians 1, final game 2. Starfires win it 3-1. For Bob Stalger, Dave Kaup had Easter. He missed game 2. Neil Spencer on the controls. Indian Baseball, Fort Recovery.
To Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.